Yo, 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 Pancakes and Pandemics is back. This is Dubs. It is September 24th. It's a Thursday. We've got a lot of shit popping off today. We've got some hard seltzer talk. We're bringing back some locks of the week after going 4-0 last week. So tune in for that. Touch on Dr. Fauci still trying to control us and a little bit of versus. But to start, we got to get right into the NBA stuff. Eve, what'd you think?
What? Me?
What? Did you watch the game? Did you watch? I gave one homework assignment. We're going to talk about the Heat game. Did you watch any fucking seconds of the game?
No, I thought our homework assignment was betting and looking up seltzer. I provided multiple articles for content on this show, and the Heat won, right?
I love that it almost looks like she wants to crawl under her desk.
Yeah, she's really defensive.
The deer in the headlights look when you flipped it to her for NBA talk first.
I know. That was definitely where I wanted to go. And I was just expecting like a fuck you, Dubs. But she got really defensive and almost cried, I think. All right. No, John, Heat. You're fucking Heat. They keep winning, baby. Talk about it. What do you got?
Yeah, the Heat they had a great game last night, right? It was a fun game both ways, right? It was still a really close. Although the first half was like kind of sloppy basketball, and even for much of the third quarter, like no one could get their shots to go in. Even Jason Tatum for the Celtics went scoreless in that entire first half, and he wasn't like driving to the basket really well for some reason. And so, and for the entirety of the game, it seemed like with the start of the second half, though, he hit like back to back three pointers and actually started hitting some threes. But while the Heat in the second half, I think they realized that they weren't going to make their threes all the time. So they started driving to the basket and making their twos. Probably the biggest story of the game is Tyler Hero, the rookie for the Heat, the 20-year-old rookie. He was awesome. He was driving. He was popping off with assists, playing good enough defense, and had some great outside shooting. Jeff Van Gundy was on the call for the game and made the observation that the Heat shouldn't have a single offensive possession without Tyler Hero touching the ball at least once. And he was absolutely correct.
Yeah, well, and you talked on an earlier episode about how sometimes guys in the NBA, they just get hot and the hoop looks huge. And we saw it with Jamal Murray early in the playoffs where he just like in that fucking Jazz series, anything he threw up was going in. Tyler Hero was in the zone. By the way, perfect name for if you're like the headline guy on a newspaper, the last name Hero. There were a lot of clever headlines I saw that hit the newspapers today.
Yeah, and the announcers love it, right? They're all the time making these hero jokes. Oh, he's just the right hero at the right time. And so, but Tyler Hero he went over 66% on total shooting last night, and he was 50% from 3-point range. Like, and he got 37 points altogether. If you shoot at least 40% from three, you're known as a sharp shooting god. Like, shooting 50% is crazy good.
Making it rain.
And the Heat at one point in the fourth quarter led the Celtics 11-1 in a turnover ratio.
I'm glad you brought that up. So I actually thought the Celtics played, especially when Jason Tatum like woke up and was like, oh yeah, I'm the best player on the court. I should probably act like it. He scored 28 points in the second half. I thought the Celtics were the better team, except for they could not stop turning the fucking ball over. It was like, let me back up. We're acting like the Celtics are making idiot plays every time. They play that tough zone, and Jimmy Butler and Andre Iguodala, who by the way has aged about 14 years in the last year. That guy looks fucking ancient out there. It was a very good game. I do think because of their ages, I'm going to just Tyler Hero and LeBron James on both ends of the circle or spectrum are the most impressive NBA players of the playoffs. One guy's 20. And looks like he's been doing this forever. And the other guy's fucking should be retired. Been in the NBA for 19 years
our age.
And has putting up triple doubles. Right. Yeah. I wake up every day with back pain. And I just think about how is LeBron playing in the goddamn NBA? By the way, Eve, Maria Taylor, halftime show. She was out there making moves. Should have watched it, Eve. What the fuck?
Yeah, what was it on? Is it on ESPN? What kind of?
Yeah, it was on ESPN. Yeah,
but I don't have cable.
Got it. Oh, neither do okay. I watch on the app. But anyways, the Celtics, not to take anything away from them, right? The Heat still only won by 3, 112 to 109. But the difference was the Heat didn't fall behind by 20 points at halftime for this game. And so I attribute it to the Heat finally stopped playing Kendrick Nunn, who was a complete liability for them the last three games. And they reduced Duncan Robinson's minutes. Like the last couple of games, the Celtics would just drive at Duncan, who's not a great defender, and would just get easy shooting fouls by taking it to him. But again, the story of this most recent game is Tyler Hero. The 20-year-old rookie scoring 37 points. My question is, what are they going to do if the Heat win the championship? Like, the dude is 20 years old, so everyone is going to be in the locker room popping bottles and spraying champagne everywhere while he's, like, sitting outside the locker room celebrating with a Capri Sun and squeezy applesauce.
So fucking true. Yeah, I don't know.
That's squeezy applesauce.
He's 20, Eve. The guy is 20 fucking years old. He cannot legally drink. You actually called him a drippy last episode.
Oh, that one, yes.
Yeah, so...
By the way, I hope the Nuggets beat the Lakers and make it to the finals, because Nuggets versus Heat is the championship game that America deserves.
Oh, my God. As long as the Lakers make it, you have either the Lakers and LeBron versus old franchise that he's won multiple championships with and Pat Riley. So you kind of have a storyline there. Yeah. And then obviously Lakers-Celtics sells itself. I mean, that's a long time NBA. I did want to go back to another thing you said, John, that was wildly true, is how bad the first half was from a shooting perspective. And for the NBA, being terrified of the NFL, decided to give these guys 4 days off. I thought the bet when I looked at the lines last night was the under, because I was like, these guys are going to be rusty. I'm watching the first half. I'm like, oh, my God. That I should have done the under. That was the bet here. But then Tyler Hero, and then also the Celtics kind of figured Jason Tatum in the second half, they did the overhit. It definitely was not the right play to hit the under, because the second half, guys warmed up by halftime, and then it was scoring at will. So anyway, I'm excited. I am curious, John, do you know what, if you put $100 on the Celtics to win it all right now, or to win this series, do you know what the payout would be?
Oh, right now?
Yeah, right now. Down 3-1.
Oh, man. It's got to be a plus 3 or 400 something, I would assume.
I would put like $100 on that. And I know that sounds insane. I don't think the Celtics – I still think the Heat will have a good chance to win it, but I think it's going to 7. It's going to 7.
Yeah. Dude, I think the Heat are going to win tomorrow night. By the way, this is the bonus lock. Picked in plus 3.5 on the spread. But I think they're going to get the gentleman's sweep. You know, it's a gentleman's sweep if you win 4-1. You gave one game, so they, you know, have a little bit of pride.
And then can we talk a little bit about Eve's Nuggies? I mean, they finally get a game. And then when you look at the series, you go, you know, they really could, maybe even should be up 2-1 right now if it wasn't for Anthony Davis knocking down a 3 on just a shitty defensive play with 2 seconds left in the game. So I don't know. What's the score right now? Do we know what's going on with the Nuggies right now?
No, I've been dutifully paying attention to all of you, but at halftime, they were only down by 5.
Oh, okay. The Nuggets versus the Lakers?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, they're down by 5.
Not much has changed. All right.
Hey, can we also quickly, did you play, I see the NBA Jam t-shirt. Did you play NBA Jam a lot when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay. Tournament.
What was the NBA squad? Jam,
what
was
tournament edition?
What was your squad?
I would either go – I kind of like the Jazz, but if I didn't do the Jazz, then I was going to rock the Bulls. The Bulls were winning all the everything.
Yeah, so the Bulls are the obvious pick, and everybody that was like – you know, like the newbies.
The Supersonics.
That's where I was going. You had Detlef Schrempf, fucking Sean Kemp, Gary Payton.
Yeah.
That was the squad. The Supersonics were the squad for NBA Jam, in my opinion. I'm glad you brought that. That was where I was going. So I was ready to just be like, the true ballers picked the Supersonics. Boom shakalaka. He's on fire. Hey, that was a good little NBA segment. I think we kind of sound like we know what we're talking about. And, Eve, you did a great job. Maybe next time, watch the highlights.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Eve, if you were watching the game, I know you would have been drinking. And we did want to talk a little bit about drinking. We wanted to talk specifically about the sponsor of our show, Hard Seltzer. Not a specific brand, just all of them. Okay. So you had some news on the Hard Seltzer front, and we need to bring it to the fans. What do you got?
Okay, so Coca-Cola is going to release their first hard seltzer. They're using a brand that they own called Topo Chico. It's going to launch in Mexico first, and then it's going to launch here. But the brand itself is typically for sparkling water, and now they're moving to seltzer. So they're trying to get in the game that every other brand pretty much has decided is lucrative at this point. And they're kind of like 3 years old getting into this, but I am looking
forward to
finding out what it is. As long as it's better than Dasani. Dasani is the crappiest water flavor. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is it? I've never actually been able to differentiate bottled water. You're just saying from a water perspective, Dasani.
Right.
Oh, we've talked about this before. You said it tasted like pond water or something.
Yeah. Have you ever lived off of bottled water because the water that you have at your house is not good to drink?
I've not. I do like bottled water, but I don't have anything against Dasani. I don't think.
No, I've never lived in Guam either. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. I'm saying like, okay, Nestle Pure Life is awesome. And then Aquafina is also delicious. Smart Water is great, but too expensive. But Dasani, it's just crap. If someone hands me a bottle of Dasani for free at like a convention or something, I usually like will drink a sip if I'm really thirsty and then just throw it away.
Or you'll take it and you'll throw it on the ground.
So then maybe I misunderstood Cardi B's lyrics. She said her punani's Dasani. So does that mean it's not that good?
It means it's sewage water.
Okay, sewage water. Got it. Now, see that? I didn't get that. She's like, she's next level. I do know I work with a company that is tied to Pepsi, and they are losing tons of market share and money because Americans are figuring out that sugar is awful for you. And that soda is really, really awful for you. So like Mountain Dew, Pepsi, Coke, their sales, specifically like, you know, grocery stores, the 7-Elevens of the world, their sales there are way down. And so I do know like Bubbly, whatever that's called, that was like a Pepsi product that they tried to get into LaCroix, whatever that, like seltzer water or whatever.
Sparkling water.
Sparkling water. Yeah, because that's like a big thing with it seems like with ladies, not to be sexist, but it seems like women are the ones that love that fucking garbage.
Do you remember there was a brand that made sparkling water that you made yourself? What was that? The one where you can buy the whole machine?
I remember. That's SodaStream.
Yes. Okay. So SodaStream came out like 4 or 5 years ago, and everyone was like, this is stupid. This is dumb. And then now we're in like sparkling water society. I mean, unless you're from Washington, all you drink is like, what is it? St. Pierre or whatever it is. So
I don't know,
but I love hard seltzer. And if I see the Coke brand Topo Chico come out, I will try it. But it is, I mean, if you alluded to it, it is becoming a really flooded market, right? Like you got Natty Light, hard seltzer, Corona, Busch Light, and not to mention vitamin C enriched Vizzy out there. Like someone's got to fold here eventually and say, it's just not worth it for some of these brands to continue and have like a modicum of success.
Yeah. Do you have a top five?
So I brought some friends to the show. I brought some seltzers.
We're gonna have a live taste test.
Yeah,
so exciting.
It's not blind, but I don't have every single seltzer out there, but I have tasted a lot of them. So I've tasted this weekend the Corona hard seltzer. I've tried the Bud Light Platinum ones. I have Bon Vive, which is like the mermaid one, the spike seltzer. And then the two Bud Light seltzers, which are strawberry pineapple. And then I've done Maui hard seltzer. Why is there an egg?
Eve, I just want to chime in. We did see a man walk into your house. That was someone you knew, right? Just want to make sure that's not like a murderer. I'd feel bad if you died on the show and we saw it and we didn't say
anything. Yeah, a random man just walked into my house with an egg in hand and asked if I wanted an incubated egg.
It would be really good content, though, would it not, Dubs?
I mean, what would we do? Would we stop recording? I don't think so.
No,
we keep going.
Let me do this.
Just between you and me, we'd keep going.
Oh, for
we'll
sure.
Deal with the egg later. Okay, so what I was gonna say was, I found out that the Bon Vive, the one that has the mermaids on it, it has a black cherry flavor.
Yeah.
It actually tastes like cherry. Like, I don't, none of the black cherry flavors I've tasted for any of the brands, even White Claw, actually taste like cherry, and it's naturally flavored with it. It only has 4.5% alcohol, but if you like cherry, which I don't, this is a good one. For my top five, I would say Wild Berry for Bud Light Platinum. It's 8%. It's a Bud Light Platinum seltzer. There's a variety pack. And wow. Every variety pack always has citrus.
Ugh. 8%, though. I think that's really where the shock comes but in. That's, it's like, you get fucking hammered on that shit.
Oh, it's the same as Bud Light Platinum, but you just add some seltzer into it. And then Bon Vive, the black cherry, even though I don't like cherry, I'm going to put that number four. Number three would be Bud Light Seltzer Remix, pineapple flavor. I like pineapple. Two would be Corona Hard Seltzer Blackberry Lime. Oh. So Truly did a blackberry lime, but I think Corona is way better.
Of course, Corona would throw a lime in there. Those bastards.
I don't like Truly because it's like so stereotypical for women to drink it, so I just don't drink it. And fuck White Claw. For number one, I choose Strawberry Bud Light Seltzer.
Strawberry Bud Light Seltzer. Okay. Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite as well.
I love real mango, but none of the seltzers have actually created mango in a natural way. Like, it doesn't taste natural. It just tastes processed every time I try mango flavor. Like, mango, bon vivre.
It's because it is.
No.
Hey, is White Claw the OG, though? Has that been established? Like, they invented seltzer.
I think they popularized it, but I'm pretty sure Truly was first.
Yeah, Truly was. I think Truly was first, but White Claw, brought the...
They brought the flavor.
Also, the name. Like, White Claw, like... that. Like, when you said, throw me a claw, that sounds fucking cool.
Claw me, dude.
Yeah.
Call me, bro.
Men could get into that. All right. Well, that was a good top five. I appreciate that. Well, I feel like I learned something.
I'm gonna try the platinum seltzer.
The platinum sounds good.
You know what's really messed up is that John told me to try Vizzy, and he never told me that the worst flavor is pineapple mango, and that's the one I got.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yeah, sorry. You got to get the variety pack, and then you put the pineapple mango at the back. You save that to last, and you hope that your significant other drinks those.
Yeah, that advice is about as good as an Eve lock of the week.
I know. I'm sorry. I should have given that on the front. I should have given that on the front end. My bad.
God damn. All right. That is a great way to segue into our locks of the week. You guys want to make money? We're going to help you make some fucking money. You guys want to know about some shit that already happened? We're going to give you some updates on that as well. Hey, by the way, before I really get into this, should we have some theme music? Maybe this is not something you talk about while you're doing the podcast, but should I throw some music behind what we're about to do?
Yeah, you should definitely have like a bed under it of music. I don't know.
What do you got? Some
NFL stuff probably.
Okay.
Or like if you look at NFL highlights or the intro song to Hard Knocks on HBO, if you got that soundtrack.
What about the Hoosiers theme song? have that
in the beginning where he's taking the long ass drive to nowhere, Indiana. No.
Spilling his coffee. All right. Yep. Yep.
Right.
All right. Fair enough. All right. We got our locks of the week. John, we're going to you first. You're the heavy gambler. We went 4-0 last week. Just a reminder to the listeners that we basically gave you free money if you paid attention to it. John, starting with you, what do you got?
Yeah, pay attention here if you want your kids to go to college. So Nick Saban and them boys at Alabama are historically 11-1 against the spread for the past 12 season opening games. And I know it seems like a lot of points, but for Alabama, they can easily cover this in the first half, easy peasy. Take Alabama minus 28 points at Missouri this Saturday. And for those of you that makes uncomfortable, their average margin of victory in these seasoning opener games – 29.7 points. So take Alabama on the road, minus 28 at Missouri.
Fairness to that pick, I haven't heard about Missouri football ever. I can't think. Maybe did they have – was like Blaine Gabbert – has Missouri football ever been anything other than like the team that you scheduled to beat the shit out of in the beginning of the year?
Eve?
Good. Hi.
You want to weigh in on Missouri football?
Missouri is actually I was very popular for football. And I would actually go with Missouri versus Roll Tide.
Wow. He is going the other way.
Okay.
Go ahead and take John.
All right. I went to Eve because I also don't know anything about Missouri football other than they're not great.
Hold on.
Are we talking about Mizzou though? Mizzou?
Yes, Mizzou.
Okay.
Nice job. Way to say Mizzou. All right, Alabama Alabama minus 28 is your first lock of the week. Okay.
Write
I like that
down.
You did college football. I didn't even look at those spreads. All right, go ahead.
We can go everywhere.
Yeah,
for the day after Saturday, Sunday, we've got the Las Vegas Raiders at the New England Patriots on Sunday morning. So for the last couple of years, I've pondered the question, are the Raiders for real? And this year, I think they are. There's not a whole lot of dudes you can name on their wide receiver core, but you do and you will know the name Darren Waller, the Raiders' burgeoning superstar tight end. He's tall and jacked like a tight end, but moves like a speedy wide receiver. So take the Raiders on the road plus 5.5 points over the Patriots. Or if you're feeling spicy, you can also feel pretty confident in betting that money on the Raiders on the money line, which is currently paying plus 205.
Oof. Is that where you're going? You going money line?
I think I'm going to go both. I'm gonna take the Raiders plus 5.5 and a little bit on the Raiders money line.
All right. But your lock is the Raiders.
My lock is the – yeah, take the points, right? That's the lock.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Nice picks. I like it. I couldn't get away from this game, and this is dangerous. I will admit, a little dangerous for my first lock of the week because I think I might be gambling on this game because I know I'm going to watch it in its entirety. And that is on Monday Night Football, baby. You've got a couple good defenses. You know, the Ravens and Chiefs, they have some decent defenses, but the reason those teams are awesome is because of Lamar Jackson and Patty Mahomes. And I want to watch that game for one reason, because I want to see some scoring. And when those teams are rolling, indefensible, 52.5 points, I know it's a lot, but I'm taking the over. Give me the over. I feel like it's a 33-27 type game, 60 points. I could see that happening fairly easily, especially if it stays close. So give me the over on Monday Night Football. That's going to be exciting.
So
that's
wait,
my first
going
lock
for?
Of the week.
He's taking the over.
I'm taking the over on total points. So
what does that mean?
God damn it.
All right, so can we explain that for the uninitiated?
Yeah, you do.
So, Eve, on games, on various sporting event games, you can bet a lot of different things. And one of the most common bets, other than betting on a team to win or lose, is to bet on the total number of points scored in the game.
Oh.
So for Chiefs versus Ravens, the over-under, they call that the over-under, is 52.5 points. So you bet that the total score will either exceed that or the total score will come in under that.
Okay, so it doesn't matter who wins. Oh.
Correct. Yep. And so, honestly, with Dubs' pick here, it's not a bad pick. Like, they could get really close to 52.5 or even hit it by the end of the first half. It's all the defenses lay down.
Yep. So that's what we got for my first pick. I'm struggling with where I want to go the second one, but I think, John, you touched on this last week. The Eagles are really bad, right? They are really bad. And they are favorites this week by 5 points is the line that I saw over the Cincinnati Bengals. I've been impressed with Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow can play, and he looks awesome when the other team goes to the prevent defense. So it gives me a little bit of confidence that if the Eagles get up 10, Joe Burrow is going to lead that last drive at the end of the game for the pointless touchdown with like 8 seconds left to keep it within
garbage time. Yeah.
Yeah. The garbage time TD. I think he's going to keep it within 5 points. So I'm going to go with the Bengals getting 5 points. That is my fourth lock. If I had to go fifth, I'm taking the Celtics. That's my fifth.
Wait. You didn't ask for any of my locks yet.
I know. No, I know. Eve, don't worry. We're not skipping you. Everyone's on the edge of their seat waiting for what is about to happen. Okay.
Yeah, we can't wait to find out who you're picking in the 1989 US Open.
Yeah. So I just wanted to, couch in case I get one of those wrong. I want to have my Celtics win. I'm a little nervous about the Monday Night Football bet, John. I'm only betting on that game.
Just stop. The Celtics tomorrow is what you're betting?
Yeah, game five. Celtics. That's my fifth lock.
That's your bonus?
Bonus lock. Yep. There you go. All right, Eve, hit us with what you got.
What is – okay. I still don't understand why it's Celtics, not Celtics. I think there needs to be a revisit to that. So So one of my picks for this weekend, because I was actually looking at the games, was the Nuggets-Lakers game. I don't think any of you picked that yet for Saturday.
Oh, for are you sure? Okay,
are you sure? The game's going on right now.
There is a Lakers game going on no matter what. Yeah, and it is on brand for you to give us this, the betting line on a game that's currently happening.
No, I'm so talking about little... Saturday the 26th.
Okay. All right, good. I love it. All right,
Eve, which is ridiculous. Eve, the game's in the third quarter right now. Anyone could get injured or anything. Okay, whatever. Just go.
I don't care. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Very good.
Remember, I don't bet like everyone else bets.
I like it.
Yeah.
So looking at the names, I say Lakers are better. First of all, also my dad was a Lakers fan for a couple decades. So I'm going to say Lakers 10 points over the Nuggets.
So they're a 10 point favorite right now?
No, I don't know what they are.
She's just saying they're going to. Yeah.
Okay, so you're taking Lakers minus however many points they're giving.
Whatever. Yep. Yeah, sure.
We'll figure that out. Okay, go ahead. That's a great pick.
They've typically been a 6 or 7 point favorite, so 10 covers it.
Okay, perfect.
I did it.
So you only have one lock of the week.
Well, no, I have three. I thought we were like taking turns. Okay, no. All right.
No. We're doing two. Oh. Each of us do two, and then you can give your third bonus if you want.
Oh, okay.
You gotta pick your top two that we're gonna keep track of throughout.
The rest
of time here.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna choose the Packers versus the Saints on Sunday.
Uh-huh. Love it.
Packers, they're gonna win by 14 points at least. So.
Wow. All right.
So Packers, I don't know what the line is. This is the problem. Eve.
Hold on, I'm pulling it up right now.
I'm not a drug addict. I don't know what the lines are.
I like it. So Eve would tease the line to 14 points and take.
So back. Hold on. The Packers are actually a 3-point underdog.
Okay.
So. I mean, take the Packers, apparently.
Yeah, love it. Love it, Eve.
Money line is plus 143. If you think the Packers are going to cover 14 points, might as well take the money line plus 143.
Yeah, exactly what we're going to do.
All right, so you got Lakers and Packers.
I love it.
I feel really good about our picks this week, guys. I think we're going to go 6-0. You're welcome, listeners. Lock them in right now. Anything else we need to touch on? Well, Eve, did you have a bonus?
I had a bonus one. I was looking at the Chiefs versus the Ravens. And I was going to do the Chiefs are going to beat the Ravens at least by 7 points.
Okay. We'll lock that in as well. I like that we have two Monday. There's a lot going on that Monday night game.
Yeah, so. On that one, I've got the Chiefs are a 3.5 point underdog. So
they're getting 3.5. So they're getting.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And they're so if you think the Chiefs are going to win by 7, take the money line at plus 155. Perfect. And I'm looking at the over-under. The over-under has already moved to 54 points. So, Dubs, you're looking – that's a good pick in the over 52.5.
Yeah,
and I'm going to give it to you because I did see it earlier this evening at 52.5.
Thank you. Thanks for giving it to me,
bro.
All right. Fuck. Well, let's talk a little bit before we move on from the NFL, and that's usually where our bets land. There were a couple fines this week. Just want to – I don't know if there's a way you could bet on which coaches get fined for not wearing their mask, but it looked like
from a southern state, I think I would choose.
That's solid.
I think one of them was Sean Payton, who has had COVID for a while.
And, well, that's probably why, because he had COVID.
Yeah, he's fucking a superhero now. He doesn't have to wear a goddamn mask. And I forget who the other one was. Do you know who the other one was? It's like the fifth coach that has gotten.
Oh, there's like at least half a dozen of them. I mean, there was over $1 million in fines handed out.
Yeah. So I want to touch on that. Does the NFL get that money? Because that kind of fucking pisses me off. Do we really need to fine a coach $100,000? Can we donate that money to something? Does the NFL get richer?
It is donated. Okay. It actually goes to like a general fund that the NFL keeps, and the money gets distributed amongst various charities that the players have chosen.
Okay, Eve, are you on the Google machine?
Yeah, I want you to Google. New Orleans Saints and Las Vegas Raiders are being fined $250,000 each because their head coaches were not wearing face coverings.
The teams are getting hammered too. I thought the coaches actually got fined.
No, the teams got fined the $250,000, and then I believe the coaches got fined $100,000.
It's not like fucking chump change. $100,000. Even if you're making millions, that's a lot of fucking money.
That's like ridiculous. I could like not work for a few years, you know. Oh man.
Well, like if you got paid the fine, you mean?
Yeah.
Hey, Google Bill Belichick's beak mask. Did you see that mask at all, John? You should Google it too. It's fucking hilarious. Bill Belichick had a mask that, like, it looked like to me, maybe I only saw it at a certain time, it looked like it only covered his nose. Like, and, and like had his mouth exposed. It was like,
yes, yes, yes. He looks like he's about ready to spit into his quarterback's mouth to feed him. Yeah. That's
yeah,
amazing.
It looks like a little
only Bill Belichick would have a fucking stupid ass mask like that.
No, it looks like he just took a funnel and he was filling up his car with oil and he's like, I'll just fucking wear this thing.
Yeah. It's hilarious. And I love when Bill Belichick does shit like that. By the way, my mother-in-law, I told you she was a interpreter and she's also a real estate agent and a vast majority of her customers are deaf. She has like the deaf market on lock. Cause if you're if you need to buy a house and you're deaf, you want to work with someone that can like talk to you. Right.
You can talk to, yeah.
There's not a lot of real estate that the slim pickings and as far as realtors. So she crushes with the deaf market and she has masks that are clear in the mouth section because they rely heavily on reading each other's lips. I thought that was kind of fascinating. It is cool. And I don't know where those masks are. I mean, you must have to get them online because I don't see those bad boys anywhere else.
Etsy.
Oh,
Etsy. Yeah, definitely Etsy. That's where actually I've ordered some of my masks. I got everything there.
All right. We do, while we're talking masks, fucking Dr. Fauci. I'm honestly tired of this fucking guy. He's always in my face talking shit. Trump said this week that if we don't count the blue states, death count, then we're really not doing that bad. And the MyPillow guy is working on some cool shit. So shut up, Dr. Fauci. Your time is up. I'm tired of your shit. But he had some advice. Eve, I don't know if you want to share like his top five stupid ass, you know, I don't know. You sent an article, so I'm going to let you take it from there. I just needed to rip him a little bit.
Yeah. I feel like I wish like someday something would come back to you and you would have to like apologize to Dr. Fauci over and over again for all the horrible things you said to him.
Oh, if Dr. Fauci joined the show, I would quickly backtrack everything and
crumble.
I would talk about how great he is and how he's an American patriot. I would do a lot of like, I would probably be so over the top on the other side of things. But since he's not on the show and probably doesn't listen, fuck that guy.
Okay, so one of the things he talked about was do you need to wear your mask when you're biking? And he said, not necessarily, but you should have it with you in case you come close to somebody. And essentially, if you're alone and there's nobody near you and you're riding your bike, you don't need to wear the mask. So if you're biking,
okay, Captain Obvious.
You can smoke while you bike. You don't have to worry about wearing a mask. What's next? have you seen that? People smoking on bikes? It's really stupid.
No,
counterproductive.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it seems like you're – well.
Another one was asking about, do you need to put your mask on between courses at a restaurant? And he said, yes, I think because there's enough movement and people that are usually within 6 feet that you probably should. What I do is I put it around my neck and then I could, you know, eat, drink, and then put it back up when you're waiting for the waiter or something to occur. Something to occur. Like what? Someone's spilling shit on you?
Yeah, that doesn't – no one does that. Fuck that, Dr.
Someone's going to run up to you and blow in your face. Ha!
John, you go to restaurants. Have you done any of that advice in between courses? Put your mask on?
While I'm sitting at my table? No. No,
yeah.
I'm not. Of course
fuck
not.
Out of here with
that. But I comply with the state mask mandate. And, like, you know, wear it to and from my table and whatever.
Remember that place we went to eat that one time and mm-hmm. the mist was just spraying down on people, getting those water vapor droplets into their faces? It was great. Good for COVID.
That was weird. Yeah, there was like a rainforest section randomly in the restaurant we went to happy hour at. That was really weird.
Like, that's how that I imagine weird. Rainforest Cafe as. Another thing he said is you should wear your mask in an empty elevator. The door opens, someone might walk in, you have no idea, you know, who's going to walk in, and you might just want to keep it on. So if you're in an elevator, wear your mask, even if you're by yourself. There could be ghosts with COVID.
Yeah, again, thank you, Dr. Fauci.
He said he advised against pulling your mask down to make yourself heard. Like, don't pull your mask down. You say it again and you repeat it. That's a really good point because when you then put down, you tend to speak louder with more force. And that's when all the particles, if they're there, if you're infected, will come out. I would leave the mask on. So what he's saying is, like, if you speak up louder after you take your mask off, you'll just be spreading more COVID through your mouth.
Real quick on that, I hate people that mumble because it's like, listen, you know you have a mask on. Just fucking, like, do better. Stop mumbling. Let's go. Jesus.
And then he advised to wear a mask at the movies, even if there's only two other people there. So if you're physically distanced away from somebody in the theater, it says, you got to be careful because in the theater, if there's not good ventilation, there could be aerosol in that. What I would do, I would probably keep it on just to be safe because I'm indoors. That's the reason, because I'm indoors.
Speaking this is of the dumbest fucking article I've ever read, by the way. Who did he write that article?
I think they just took his quotes.
So dumb. Hey, are movie theaters open anywhere? I don't think I can go to a movie theater.
Some of them are here. Okay. But Dr. Fauci, keep in mind, he's being informed by some of the smartest people in the world and has been the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases since 1984. So he knows everything. He knows infinitely more than you or I or anyone within the sound of my voice do. And by the way, he's 78 years old. So he's a little more susceptible to the virus than we all are. So I'm sure he's maybe using some, some creative ability there.
I have a real mask question. I've ran into this multiple times and I don't know how to handle it. What do you do when you have to sneeze?
I hold it in.
Oh, what? You can hold in sneezes? I thought my face would blow up if I did that. I can't hold in sneezes. When they're coming, they're fucking coming.
So I had.
What do you do, John?
Oh, I mean, I'm not going to blow a load of snot in my mask. Okay. I'm pulling it down and I'm doing the Dr. Fauci approved in the crook of my elbow.
Is that what you're supposed to do? Because to me, a sneeze is like the most dangerous thing you can do, right? You're just – shit is flying. So you got to get – if you don't get all the way in there
– Yeah, you better you better Dracula that shit. So you're pulling out and Draculaing it.
Is it safer to do it?
Doing the dap. Yeah, like your dap. Or even better, you can go within the confines of your shirt.
Okay, go inside the shirt, which is also fucking gross because then you put it back on. It is a little gross. Yeah, let me rub that in a little bit.
Well, it's your nastiness, so.
Understood. I would like Dr. Fauci to tell me what the approved – he would probably say, yep, got to sneeze in your mask. Nothing you can do about it. Just sneeze right in the mask. I bet that's what he'd say if I had to guess because he's an idiot.
I'm a little bit worried about Halloween. Like, it just seems like I'm going to put my kids out there again. They're going to stick their hands into some COVID buckets. I really don't know what we're going to do. I've got to talk it over with my
wife. So here's what we've established in case this is helpful at all. But I live in a cul-de-sac and we're around each other a lot. So we've decided we're just doing a cul-de-sac Halloween.
I gotcha.
So the kids will go. There's six houses. We'll have extra candy. You can go to houses multiple times.
You go to the house like five times. Yep.
Yeah, whatever it takes. But
multiple costumes.
That way the kids can dress up. They can still play around. They can get some candy. I mean, it's going to work. So, potentially if you have some neighbors, you could create a plan. I don't know.
Halloween fashion show. There should be a runway with some spooky lights and maybe some cobwebs. And at the end, there's Dracula giving you some candy. No? Okay.
Well, I actually think with Halloween – we should just nix the trick or treating, but have Halloween every day for the rest of the year. Maybe just every day until COVID is gone, because I think that's the only surefire way to make sure that dumb people wear masks. Just wear your fucking mask, dumb people. Wear a mask.
Boom. All right. Well said, John. Way to get in your mask plug. You're one of the pawns.
How many people do you think are going to dress up like the coronavirus for Halloween?
Like, as many as want to be punched in the face.
Maybe there'll be like a sexy outfit with like some styrofoam balls like around it, like just spikes coming out.
Or like someone dressed up with like a ventilator that shows cleavage.
Yeah, there you go. Like one of Belichick's costumes. It's like at the top there's something, but then there's an opening underneath. Yeah.
Ooh. We did gloss over. Did you guys see Trump's little – his comments that if we didn't count all the, all the blue states deaths, that we would be doing fine. Like, so if all the
interesting Koreans
didn't count, we'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah. All you people who don't vote for me, y'all don't matter anyway. So
he was kind of like, well, do we really miss them? Not really.
Losers and yeah.
Suckers and losers, all of you.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Along with dead military members.
All right. We got to get into a little bit of versus. I'm gonna jump right into it. Fingers versus toes.
I thought you were gonna jump into it. I don't know. Finger first or toe first?
You go first. Fingers versus toes. Where are you going?
I think it depends. Like toes? I mean, I use toes.
Whoa. Let me back up. You can't fucking – it depends. You got to pick one.
How do I pick a favorite flower? Okay, so fuck, fingers versus toes. I'm going to say fingers because I need to use those to grab things. I like being able to use my full hand capacity. If I didn't have fingers, I would be really sad. Toes, I could always get like metal toes and that's fine because feeling with your fingers is more important to me. All right, there you go.
All right. Well, I mean, first of all, the best flower is definitively the one that Seal chose. You pick a favorite flower based on what Seal says, so it's a rose. But fingers versus toes, you need them fingers for playing video games. A lot of my job has been banging away at a keyboard, writing out emails and building presentations. I need my fingers to make some money. You know, and if I could go even either or, I mean, without toes, yes, I would immediately walk like I'm drunk all the time, but that's not far from reality. So, yeah, give me the toes and a couple of potatoes for feet.
Mr. Potato Toes.
Yeah, I think this is clean sweep. Maybe it was obvious. You have to go fingers. For me, I need to be able to shoot the three. I need to be able to smack my children. You can't jerk off with a stub. I mean, all those things. I need fingers. I said it. You guys were thinking it. All right.
No,
next one.
Wasn't.
Oh, really? unknown superhero versus a famous villain.
Yeah, I'd rather be an unknown superhero. I'd rather not be bothered by people or targeted by, you know, like nemesises or nemesi, whatever. So I'd rather, you know, do good things and be unappreciated than be a super awesome asshole.
Hmm. Okay.
I got to go villains. I kind of dig villains overall. Like, even if they don't win, just getting in their licks. Like, I think of stories like Rogue One, the Star Wars movie, where it ends on a really dark and ironic note, or like The Boys on Amazon Prime, where the majority of the characters are villains and the good guys just take L after L after L. I really dig villains. So I think make me a
villain. So for you, it's not even about whether you're famous or not. It's just you'd rather be a villain rather than a superhero, regardless.
Yeah, yeah, I think villains are better at exercising their power, and they take delight from that, and that appeals to me.
It's beautiful.
You just don't like the boundaries of what it means to be a superhero. I get it.
Yeah, well, morality. Morality.
Bleh. Yeah, that was just a real summarized. He's not a good person. All right, we're moving on to me. I'm all about the fame. I would use so I'm a famous villain. Obviously, I don't want to be an unknown superhero. By the way, I am an unknown superhero. That's what Santa is, okay? I go out, I buy a bunch of cool shit for my kids, I make this magical moment, and then this fucking guy gets all the credit, and so yeah, he's the superhero, I don't get shit. So I know what it feels like to be an unknown superhero. It sucks. And if I was famous, we would have so many listeners, everyone would want to listen to the Supervillains podcast. So yeah, I would be a famous supervillain all day. For the win. All right, this next one, I'm kind of intrigued on where we're going with this next one. This one is ocean versus space. Space versus ocean.
Ocean, I can't breathe in space. I really don't have any desire to leave Earth at this point. I can swim in the ocean. I don't have that like disability. Like, there's some people that can't swim, and there's so much more to explore in the ocean. Why are we going into space? We don't need to go there right now.
It's on the moon.
Ocean.
Yeah, I'm with you, Eve. I love science fiction for sure. It's my favorite art form, but I don't think I want to go to space. Everything there seems really difficult, cramped, and just generally uncomfortable. Like, you can't do all kinds of things in a spacecraft, like eat potato chips, sleep without being strapped down, and God forbid you want to masturbate. I mean, you don't want to be the reason the space station crashed because you accidentally jizzed inside the auto landing controls. I'll take the ocean, even with all of the horrifying octopi that live inside of it.
Well, also the jizz never comes without gravity. It's just kind of always floating in your face, right? I mean,
right.
Yeah, by the way, thanks for giving me a hard time about talking about masturbation when I didn't have fingers. And then, you know, the second you go in space, that's a big problem for you.
What else are you going to do in space? You're going to run out of Blu-ray.
Did you know? Okay, this is breaking news. Tom Cruise is going to be going to space in 2021 to
Yes.
Oh, you knew, but you didn't share it with the podcast. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, Tom Cruise is trying to bang out Mission Impossible sequels, like back to back to back, trying to get all kinds of permits from different foreign countries in order to be allowed to film these movies. Because he, okay, I don't know why I know this much about it. He unnecessarily does his own stunts. And he's the age, like, of your
58,
father.
58.
Yes. Unnecessarily does his own stunts for no reason, okay. No good reason. So he's trying to bang out these Mission Impossible sequels before he gets to be, you know, old enough where he's cracking his hip as he enters the set of the Millennium Falcon or whatever.
It's because he's so short. He's got to make up for it with some, like, courageous acts, like doing his own stunts.
I don't get – why does that mean he's going to space?
He's going to the International Space Station in order to do the first movie filmed in outer space – on the International Space Station. So okay. It's a big deal because it's like never been done before. Yeah, and it doesn't have any title or plot yet for the movie, but it's going to be like just an ambitious like stunt for him to do, essentially.
I do all my own stunts so much. I need to go to space. You don't need to create pretend space. I need
it's
to
go to
space.
It's not a Mission Impossible movie.
We don't want to use a real astronaut.
It's not a
We're
Mission
just
going to
turn
movie.
Tom Cruise. All right, hey, I have to chime in.
Tom, we can actually do this cheaper if we just do CGI and a studio set. We don't need to send you to space. Like, nope, got to do it, bro.
Or the director's like, you know what? I'm so fucking tired of this guy. We're gonna send him to space, and then we're just not. We're not bringing him back.
Do you think it's gonna be like? Do you think it's gonna be like a Top Gun space edition, like in 20, 30 years, where it's gonna be him as an old man going to the ISS again, and he's gonna be like, I remember the days when I broke the sound barrier.
He's already an old man.
He is.
He's younger
he
than
is.
My
20
dad.
20 to 30 years is when we go to Tom Cruise's funeral.
Yeah, then. And Paul Rudd will be there, and he'll still look like he's 30.
Mm-hmm. I love Paul Rudd.
Yeah,
he's the best. All right, by the way, clean sweep. I'm going ocean as well. Real badass. I don't want to go to space either. And obviously the ocean, you can surf, you can swim, fishing. I did look it up. The ocean remains 95% unexplored.
Unexplored.
Huh, very fascinating. It's also the ocean is like amazingly powerful. And when I really learned about that was in Hawaii. I was on some cliff watching the waves like, holy fucking shit, those things are smacking. I like the ocean. I like that it's unexplored. And you bring up a lot of good points, John, about space. It seems very just the astronaut like outfit alone looks really heavy. I'm not ready for that.
Really inconvenient.
Mm, yeah. Yep. All right.
No
next
sex,
one.
No sex in space allowed.
I think you're right.
Do you think the spacesuit is a condom then? Is that like Esteban's actual like sex condom, full body?
Here's what I'll tell you. Not real hard to get it up in space.
There's no gravity. Okay.
That's where I was going. Okay. All right. Ability to speak versus the ability to read. Ability to speak versus the ability to read. If you had to pick one, you don't have the
ability to speak. Okay. I'd rather be able to talk than be able to read. Because you know what? Communication. Verbal communication saves so much time. Like Batman versus Superman would have been over in 5 minutes if they just talked to each other and said, like, hey, what's your deal? Oh, my mom's name is Martha. Oh, she died. Oh, mine too. Cool. The end. Like, it would have been resolved. And Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid could have been like, hey, remember that girl who rescued you from the ocean? Yeah, that was me. So you should marry me. No, took an hour and 20 minutes for that to.
It's super frustrating. You bring up a really good point with The Little Mermaid. I remember even as a child watching that movie and being like, this is fucking pissing me off.
Yeah.
Can someone just figure out how to tell him what's going on? Like, it's
do you really want to marry this guy? He's fucking retarded. You know?
Yeah.
And I say that in the most nicest way that I can at this point, because she was trying to give him sign language. She was like looking at him like, dude. That's my face. That's my voice. Oh, wait, I don't have a voice. And then she had to wait 3 days until the witch, whatever. Ability
yeah,
to
good
speak.
Recap. Yep,
ability
definitely.
To speak.
Let's, hey, are we going to review?
Are we reviewing The Little Mermaid and Ursula? All right. So listen, I'm just going. I'm going to speak as well. I enjoy reading. But without my voice, you wouldn't be getting my incredibly insightful viewpoints via the dulcet tones of my voice right now on this podcast. I have things to say and I have shit to talk. So I am also anti Little Mermaid, and I'm keeping my voice.
Yeah, it's funny you say that.
What is it?
Yeah, Yeah, yeah.
Was that like the Halo intro? What the fuck was
no,
that?
No,
that's that's when Ursula casts her spell and makes Ariel sing, and she takes.
By the way, I like how when I asked what it was, Eve just went back to didn't answer me. Just starts going.
Ability to speak, motherfucker.
That's not speaking. That is making weird noises. I assume that's not really speaking.
The, but yeah, Halo was you know what,
I think the funny thing that you said that I wrote down. The only thing I wrote down is I need to talk, and I like to talk shit. Those are the two things that are important to me. I got to speak. I can find ways to get people to read for me or books on tape. There's probably technology that can subsidize my reading. But yeah, I need to be able to talk shit. That's really kind of the main thing. All right. Having a Texas or Southern accent versus having a New York or Northeast accent. And if you can, I would encourage you guys to use those accents as you make your point. Go ahead, Eve.
I suck at accents, so this is
bullshit. Let's try.
I could say khakis. I lost my khakis. I'm walking here. You want some coffee? That's all. That's all I
That's
got.
Not bad. That wasn't bad.
And I'm done. I choose New York accent or Northeastern accent because I don't want to sound like a fucking idiot. And I hate Southern accents. And yeah, I can live my whole life with that shitty ass New York accent and I won't feel like an idiot.
So all right. So I have a lot of friends from the New York, New Jersey area, and I've definitely gotten used to it and kind of like it. So I'm going with East Coast accent. They also speak a lot faster than that slow Texas drawl. Like, just spit out what you're going to say. Spit out the interesting things that you have in your mouth, and don't draw it out, because most of the time, Southerners don't have anything interesting or insightful to say. See if I can do it right now. Y'all know Black Lives Matter is a terrorist group, right? And, okay, so that's my Southern accent. And then my New York one is, get the fuck out of here.
Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter. Where's Jeter?
So I was born in New York. I don't know if you guys need that. And I grew up in New Jersey. And my mom, I vividly remember my mom many mornings. Paul, go take out the dog. It's part of your chores. It's part of your chores, Paul. Go take out the dog. And so, yeah, I have to go to New York. I will say, to me, it's really a choice of, do you want to sound like an asshole? Because that's what most New York people sound like, fucking assholes. Or do you want to sound like a fucking moron?
Yeah.
Because most Southerners sound like a moron. So that's
ability
that's
to speak, ability to read.
Yeah. I'm going to try. Let me just try. See if I can go Southern here. Man, you could say the most articulate, coherent, rational, eloquent comments, and you automatically still sound like a fucking jackass, man.
I think you should just keep talking like that.
Yeah. Can you do that the rest of the episode?
Derek Jeter. That is the best. New York in Yankee Stadium.
Boston.
With the chant. Derek G. All right. Last one. This is the last one, guys. Vinegar eye drops versus sandpaper teepee.
Did you come up with this?
I don't know where I got it.
Sounds like a torture, like, choice. Okay. This is rough,
they both suck.
Literally. Yeah, so I'm worried. I want to choose vinegar eye drops, but I'm worried that I'm going to go blind, and I don't want that. So, fuck. But with sandpaper, toilet paper, like, you fuck up your butt
for years.
Yeah. Fuck.
You know the downsides of both of them, Eve. I would want you to
I didn't. Did you, have you used this before? Because I have not. Fuck. Can I just choose sandpaper, toilet paper, and never use it? Can I just get a bidet?
You're not
okay.
Wiping anymore.
Okay, fine. Vinegar eye drops, because I'd rather not hurt myself under there.
Okay, very good. That's enough said. And yeah, I don't know what this topic is. I feel like it's an eating with butthole type of situation, because if you use the sandpaper, you're not going to be eating with your butthole, are you?
Mine is going to be eating through my butt.
So yeah, I'm also going to go, yeah, put vinegar in my eyes. Listen, if you take sandpaper to your bumhole, there's a lot of colors that I don't mind seeing in the toilet when I'm done. But if I see blood red when I'm done, that's typically not a sign that things are working correctly. I rubbed my eyes many times after cutting and cooking with jalapenos. So I think that my eyes have built up a tolerance to being hurt by kitchen ingredients such as vinegar.
Wow. Okay. So you guys are both putting vinegar in your eyes. Not me. I'm going to deal with your sore ass. Okay. I want to ensure that my eyesight is intact. Okay. I like making fun of people that have glasses and contacts because I have 20/20 vision. Always have had 20/20 vision. I like to brag about it. I like to see shit. So yeah, you might not see, or you might see me struggling to walk throughout the day because of the toilet paper situation. But yeah, I'm not putting fucking vinegar in these baby blue eyes. So there we go. That was versus. Well,
what's the grit on it?
I'm going low grit, I think.
Your facial hair. Paper, facial hair grit.
Ooh, low blow. Low blow. I shaved a couple days ago. This is a couple days of work here. I'm pushing out those hairs. All right. Does anyone have anything dope to say before we implore the listeners to do what we always implore them to do?
So who won? No one? We're all winners. Yeah.
Boom! Shakalaka.
Open it up.
Hey, real quick, what's the what's the score of the Lakers game? Let's close with that.
Lakers are down by like somehow still five.
Lakers
are about four. Or I'm sorry, the Nuggets are down.
Yeah, Lakers are winning.
With like 4 minutes something left.
Yeah, 3:56. Yeah.
Lock of the week: Lakers win, game 4. Rate, subscribe, review.